About 75 jewelry stores and kiosks in malls around the country were the targets of raids by the FBI and Immigration and Naturalization Service last month. The sweeps are part of an investigation into possible money laundering operations by the Al-Qaeda network. Douglas Farah is covering the story for The Washington Post. He joins us now. Douglas, first of all, how did attention get focused on these small jewelry outlets to begin with?
Well, gold has been of interest to the people who are tracking all the Al-Qaeda finances anyway, because it's one of their favorite ways of moving their assets around. Intrigue Jewelers particularly came to their attention when one of an employee of Intrigue Jewelers was arrested shortly after September 11th, when he had taken about 25 pictures of the World Trade Center just before the planes crashed into it. And it turned out he worked for Intrigue Jewelers, and they sort of took it from there.
So Intrigue Jewelers is the owner of most of these smaller outlets that are located in malls?
Most of these smaller outlets, that's correct. And it's important to point out that no one has actually been arrested in this. They're running it essentially as an immigration sweep. Most of the employees and the people who work there are Pakistani, and they're asking them for their papers and then asking them to cooperate and turn over things. But people have not been arrested yet, and they're also not running this as a counterterrorism operation, although the FBI and other U.S. agencies have confirmed to us that, in fact, that is their concern.
Well, beyond what you've already mentioned, is there any other evidence that these jewelry stores are in some way connected to Al-Qaeda?
Well, the United States has been tracking unusual gold movements that came into this country toward the end of last year and the first part of this year. The Washington Post reported in February that as the Taliban fell and Al-Qaeda left, they sent most of their assets, which were in gold, out of Afghanistan through Dubai and then around the world in gold. So it's been a focus of attention for a while now.
All right. How would a small jewelry outlet be used in a money laundering scheme?
Well, there are two ways, essentially. One, it allows you to send gold over and hold your assets in the retained value fairly easily, and you escape the reporting requirements on currencies. Dollars, you have to report anything over $10,000. But the other thing is you can over-invoice or under-invoice your shipments out. You can say that you imported $1 million worth of gold and really only import $500,000 worth, and you have $500,000 there to play with. Or you can say you exported $1 million and really only export $500,000, and then you've effectively laundered $500,000 on behalf of whoever you're laundering money for.
What kind of information did the FBI and the INS get in these raids, and what are they going to do with it?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. They're being very tight-lipped about it. They're only confirming that they are, in fact, trying to disrupt the financial network of Al-Qaeda. What they have found and the fact that they haven't formally charged anyone yet leads me to believe that they probably have not found any of the direct links they were hoping to find, but the investigation is ongoing.
Is there any sense of when it might be known for sure that these stores do have some connection to Al-Qaeda?
Well, I think that these things tend to take a long time because you try to trace that from where they buy the gold into the accounts that money went into and then back one or two accounts longer, and that often takes a bit of time. But I would guess because of the sensitivity of this and the outrage it's caused in the Muslim community, they'll try to wrap it up as soon as they can.
Douglas Farah is a reporter with The Washington Post. Thanks very much, Doug.
Okay, thank you.